Jesus and the Transfiguration. Jesus began to tell his disciples how he had to go up to Jerusalem, and there he was going to suffer awful things from the elders and the chief priests, and be killed, and be raised again the third day. But Peter took hold of Jesus and said, "No, be it far from you, Lord, this must not happen to you." But Jesus turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are making me stumble. You're not concerned with God's things, but with men's things." Now, the word Satan means an enemy, an adversary. So Peter is called an adversary or an enemy to Jesus. Now, Satan doesn't exist as a dragon with horns or a personal being or a bad angel or anything like that. So Peter here was acting like an enemy. And Jesus said, "No, get behind me, because you're against me. You're trying to stop me dying on the cross." And then Jesus told the disciples, "If anyone wants to follow after me, he must deny himself, pick up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life must lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it really profit anyone if they gain the whole world and lose themselves? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his life?" So even if you're the most successful person and you're like Solomon and you get absolutely everything, in the end you're going to die.
Everything you want?
Yep. But it's still no good, because in the end you're going to die. And you can't have all that and also have the things of the kingdom of God. Jesus went on, "Whoever therefore will be ashamed of me and of my words in this sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels to reward every man according to his works." So then, if we're ashamed that we are Christians, if we don't tell our friends, or we tell our friends, nah, I'm not one of them, Jesus is going to be ashamed of us when he comes back.
And also, if you've had a good life in the world, and in the kingdom, when you get resurrected, you've heard about Jesus and all the stuff, all about the Bible, and didn't believe it while you had the chance, and had a good life. You've already had your reward.
That's right. That's very true. Then Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, there are some of them who stand here who will not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God come with power." And so after 6 days, James and John, his brother, and took them up into a high mountain and was transfigured before them. Now what that means is that his face shone like the sun and his clothes were as white as light.
What does transfiguration mean?
Well, it means to have another figure, another appearance. And it tells us what it means. He was transfigured, his face shone like the sun, and his clothes shone as white as light.
And because we were going up in heaven, and in alone there was God.
Well, they didn't go to heaven. They were on the top of the mountain. And Peter, James and John were there, because we read in John chapter 3 that no one has ascended to heaven. And when they came down from the mountain, Jesus told them, "Don't tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man is risen from the dead." So it was a vision that they saw.
No one had gone up to heaven yet, but later on Jesus died on the cross, and then
Jesus went to heaven, yeah. But none of us have gone to heaven, and no man can appear in God's presence. So,
except when
Jesus.
Yes,
when the kingdom comes. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with Jesus. And Peter said, "Lord, it's great for us to be here. Shall we make three little tents? One for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." But while he was still speaking, a bright cloud shadowed over them. And there came a voice out of the cloud. This was the voice of God, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." And when the disciples heard that, they fell on their faces and were very frightened. But Jesus came and touched them and said, "Get up, don't be afraid." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus only. And as they came down the mountain, Jesus told them, "Tell this vision to nobody until the Son of Man has risen again from the dead." So it was a vision. They'd seen this vision. So then, when they came down from the mountain of Transfiguration, there were lots of people who met them. And there was a man in the crowd who was shouting out, "Master, please look at my child. He's my only child. He's my son. He's taken by a spirit. Sometimes he cries out suddenly. Other times he jumps into the fire. Often he jumps into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't cure him." Jesus said to them, "O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I carry on with you? Bring him here to me." So Jesus was so frustrated being with all these people who didn't really believe very much, didn't understand very much, didn't have much faith, when he'd just been with wonderful Moses and Elijah in the vision, who encouraged him about the death that he was going to achieve in Jerusalem. Anyway, so Jesus took this sick child and cured him, and the child was cured immediately. And the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why couldn't we do this?" And he said to them, "Because of your unbelief. I tell you, if you had faith as small as a grain of mustard seed..."
Which is quite small.
That's right, as he says elsewhere, it's the smallest seed. "Then you should say to this mountain, move from here over there, and it would move, and nothing would be impossible to you. But this only happens by prayer and fasting."
Like if you said mountain, move into the sea, as simply as that, it would move into the sea.
Yeah, if it was God's will. Yes. If it was God's will.